Charlotte Talks is sponsored by Mazda of South Charlotte, committed to bridging the gap between adventure and adventurer by helping people select vehicles that fit one's lifestyle. More at MazdaofSouthCharlotte.com. This is Charlotte Talks. I'm Mike Collins. A merger of equals results in a new bank and a new bank headquarters in Charlotte. Last week, surprising announcement that Winston-Salem's BB&T would merge with Atlanta's SunTrust had people throwing around words like stunning and shocking. The $66 billion merger will create the country's sixth largest bank. But why now? How did all this come together seemingly so quickly? What will it mean for employees and for Charlotte? For some answers, we turn to WFAE reporter David Borax. He is in our studio, and Caroline Hudson, staff writer for the Charlotte Business Journal, joins us by phone. Welcome to you both. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Caroline.
Good morning.
All right. Make sure you're still there.
Yes, I am.
This seemed to come as a surprise to a lot of banking industry watchers. How long had BB&T and SunTrust been in merger talks, and why did they start them? David.
Well, they said during the conference call with analysts the other morning that they'd been talking for maybe a few weeks, and perhaps the two CEOs had gotten to know each other over the years at banking conferences, but it does seem like it came together pretty quickly.
Was it? Why was it? How did they keep it under wraps?
Well, you know, they keep these things pretty tight, close to the chest here. So
this was the first U.S. bank merger since the financial crisis. Banking laws were tightened following that crisis, but under President Trump, they've begun to ease some of those regulations. Caroline, is that what allowed this to happen, or made executives at both banks think this is an idea whose time has come?
Well, that's a good question, Mike. I think the regulatory environment definitely helped the situation. It has opened the door to more consolidation in the banking industry in general. I am interested to see how this plays out. I mean, this is creating the sixth largest bank in the U.S.,
yep,
which is a very big deal. And I think Maxine Waters has already had something to say about that. She's wary about the consolidation. I believe, yes, regulatory environment does help, but that's not everything that was at play. I think also Kelly King, he is either almost 70 years old or already 70.
And he's the CEO of BB&T.
Yes, thank you. And he is nearing retirement age, so I think people knew something was going to happen. He definitely seems to be pivoting the bank more toward technology disruption, but I don't think anybody saw this solution coming.
I want to talk about technology disruption in a moment, but first, BB&T headquartered in Winston-Salem, SunTrust headquartered in Atlanta, the headquarters of this new bank will be here. Is that because this is a way to demonstrate that this is, in fact, a merger of equals and they needed neutral territory for the bank's new headquarters, David?
Absolutely. I think they took a lot of pains during the conference call with analysts last week to describe this as a merger of equals, even though BB&T is actually the acquirer here. BB&T will own 57% of the combined company, SunTrust shareholders 43%. But they really want to send the signal that this is a merger of equals, and what better way to do that than to put things on the table like where's the headquarters, which often is a stumbling block in big mergers like this. The other thing is the name. They're going to come up with a new name, and rather than fight over who gets to put their name on the bank, they're going to open that one up to a future decision.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Is BB&T the older of the two institutions? Because it seems to me that BB&T is the name that's been around forever.
I think they're both pretty old. I think SunTrust goes back to 1891 also. As far as which of those has a better brand name, I'm not sure. I mean, SunTrust's roots are in banks with other names. SunTrust is a more recent name. So.
Okay. I actually thought they were out of Florida, given the name, but I was surprised to find they were out of Atlanta. Executives at both banks, and you alluded to this, Caroline, have said that technology was at the root of this merger. And they said that pooling resources will allow them to develop better digital offerings than they could have done on their own. Why? And what are we talking about? Are we talking about apps for your phone or the ability to bank by phone? Or what are we talking about here?
Well, I think there are definitely a lot of things at play as far as technology. Of course, you do have the customer-facing technology, as you mentioned, with the app, online banking. Take, for example, Bank of America's Erica, you know, the virtual financial assistant, things like that, where you have to have a large chunk of cash to put in and to fund this type of innovation. And honestly, if you aren't big enough and you don't have enough on the books to dedicate to this kind of technology, you are going to fall behind, especially it's digital age. It's so quickly changing. But I think also other issues could be cybersecurity. That is something that as you are taking on more customers, you need to get better at protecting their money and catching people who might want to use it for the wrong reasons.
Caroline's absolutely right. You know, when you're a large bank like this, also you're competing against Bank of America and Wells Fargo, which have very carefully developed products as far as facing the customers. And you want this to not just work okay. You want this to be really good as a selling point for your bank.
And be secure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But one other aspect of this, you know, we were talking about why they did this. And another aspect here is that, you know, both BB&T and SunTrust have grown over the years by buying smaller banks. And there's two things going on here. One is that the number of small banks, is, you know, the banks are getting bigger. They're all consolidating as well. And so that's a bigger price tag. And the other thing is that the banks are getting more expensive. And the expectations of the smaller banks is that they will get a bigger premium. And so rather than try and figure out how to pay a big premium for smaller banks, they looked at each other and said, you know, what if we got together to get bigger?
So when BB&T CEO Kelly King talked about technology disruption, Caroline, which is a phrase you threw around a moment ago, what does that mean?
Yes. Well, I think it's interesting to note that up until about a month ago, Kelly King continued, he had this idea of disrupt or die. I know he's definitely used those words several times, meaning if we don't change, if we don't innovate, disrupt the market, BB&T does not have a solid future. And I think it's interesting to note that with this merger, he has now changed that wordage to disrupt to thrive. And I think that signals the overall idea behind the merger, and I think that definitely signals a lot about the new bank's future as well.
And you report that the CEOs of both banks plan to make the Charlotte headquarters an innovation hub. What does that mean?
Well, it can mean a lot of different things, but I think basically we do already know that Atlanta, which is the current headquarters for SunTrust, they will become a wholesale banking hub, and Winston-Salem, which is the current headquarters of BB&T, they are going to stay the retail banking hub. And so that leaves innovation for Charlotte. And again, I think it can mean a lot of things. It can mean customer-facing technology, cybersecurity, data analytics. But I think it's interesting that they selected Charlotte, especially considering Amazon said the opposite several months ago. This is really a huge vote of confidence for our city and the amount of tech talent that we have here.
Well, is the tech talent here particularly focused on the banking industry?
There is. I mean, this is a big win for anybody in Charlotte who's interested in financial technology and who's been pushing that. For the past few years, it's been a fintech is a word we've heard a lot about. You've done programs on it here on Charlotte Talks. And there is a community here that wants to talk up the talent that is already here. Now, by putting this innovation headquarters here, they're definitely going to seek to tap some of the talent that's already here, and they will attract more here as well. And it does really boost Charlotte's reputation as a place where financial technology is happening, which is interesting because in a previous era, you know, 15, 20 years ago, all of that was happening in Atlanta.
So if you've got top-level management of this new bank in Charlotte, you've got the retail bank headquartered in or the community banking center headquartered in Winston-Salem, and the wholesale banking center, which I guess is industrial banking.
Commercial business banking, headquartered
in Atlanta. You have three different kinds of things going on in these three cities. Is that how these big banks do it? now? Is that how Bank of America does it? Is that how Wells Fargo is doing it?
I think that absolutely. I mean, Wells and Bank of America are good examples of this. Wells Fargo's headquarters in San Francisco, but I think they have more employees here in Charlotte
they
than
do.
any other city. And
as well, they should.
They have, you know, it's a kind of thing where that you have different expertises in different areas. Banks that you've acquired over the years have specialties, and rather than uproot all of that and move it and possibly destroy it, you know, you keep it where it is.
So the Wall Street Journal reports that BB&T has, and this is a quote, a quirky culture that encourages employees to keep gratitude journals. BB&T
yes.
CEO Kelly King says the banks have a common company culture. What is the culture at SunTrust, and will they mesh well with BB&T's gratitude culture? I'm not sure to ask that question.
You know, SunTrust has always had a little bit more of a conservative, button-down, Southern culture. I talked to one analyst, Nancy Bush, an independent analyst, about this, and she said that over the years, SunTrust has struggled with kind of a debate internally between whether to be a commercial banking culture or more retail-focused culture. And so I'm not sure you could say that SunTrust has as strong a culture as BB&T does, which is we have to look back to former CEO John Allison for that. John Allison was an iconoclast in the banking industry, and the fact that they keep gratitude journals, which I actually didn't know, that harkens back to his time there, where he really drove that.
Well, when Wachovia had to merge with Wells Fargo, or when Wells Fargo came in and took them over because of the banking crisis, evidently those cultures were very different, and there have been problems ever since. Although we don't talk about it much, there have been problems ever since. What happens when you have a clash of cultures? Does it just take longer for the organization to gel, Caroline?
Well, I think ultimately, even if you do have just a regular merger or a merger of equals, one of those institutions is going to win out, no matter what.
Right.
And I think in this case, SunTrust will definitely take on a lot of the culture from BB&T. And so I wanted to note, SunTrust, their mantra, I guess you could say, is lighting the way to financial well-being. That's what they want to do for their customers. And lucky for them, I mean, that's something that I think every bank could theoretically get behind. So as far as having that idea of gratitude, really serving the public, I do think those mesh really nicely because it's going to have to. Someone has to win out, or you need to make compromises to come up with one culture, because if you don't, something like, $66 billion merger, that can quickly fall apart.
So we have about 45 seconds left in this segment, David, but since this is a merger of equals and it's going to be on neutral territory, headquartered here in Charlotte, who will run this bank, this new bank?
Well, at the outset, Kelly King will be the CEO and chairman, and that will last until 2021 when Bill Rogers from SunTrust will take over first as CEO and then 6 months later as the chairman. So again, as we said before, they've taken great pains to try and paint this as equals, and that's true in all the top management right now.
So when we come back, we'll talk about what this means for Charlotte, what it means for the employees of these two banks, what it means for customers of these two banks, because there's a big footprint that overlaps here. It's Charlotte Talks on WFAE. Charlotte Talks is sponsored by Mazda of South Charlotte, committed to drivers that believe a car is used for more than just getting from place to place. More at MazdaofSouthCharlotte.com. It's Charlotte Talks on listener-funded 90.7 WFAE and 90.3 WFHE. I'm Mike Collins. We're talking about the merger of BB&T and SunTrust. The new bank will be headquartered here in Charlotte. Why? We'll find out. Well, we'll talk more about that in a second. David Borax is here. He is a reporter covering this for us, WFAE News. And Caroline Hudson joins us by phone. She's a staff writer for the Charlotte Business Journal. This merger of these two banks and the location of the new bank here restores Charlotte and its ranking as the number two banking city in the country, meaning we have more banks and more money in banks than all but the number one city, which would, I guess, be New York. But no recruiting was done, David, to bring this new bank to Charlotte. So, my gosh, how did we get it?
I'm fascinated by this, Mike. I covered a couple of the many announcements back in December about corporate headquarters moving to Charlotte or moving into Charlotte from the outskirts. Honeywell was the big one of those. And we're spending millions of dollars in incentives on this. And here's one that seemed to have fallen into our lap. And there was no discussion during the conference call about how that happened. I think they just made this decision based on what they thought would be best for their company. And actually, Caroline, your colleague Ashley Fay at the Business Journal did a report on this, and she did check on this, and she got in touch with folks at the state and Mecklenburg County. And as far as we know right now, there were no incentives offered. There was no discussions about this.
Will they be building an office tower, or is there one available for them? Can they use the BB&T building that they're in now? I think SunTrust has a presence. How will that work?
The speculation right now is that they'll have to build a new tower. And, you know, there are some vacant lots uptown. There are some projects that have been on the books that haven't gotten started yet. And this immediately changes the office recruiting game here in Charlotte.
You would think that Atlanta is big enough that they won't even notice the loss of SunTrust's headquarters, although the headquarters is staying there for part of the bank. But is that true? Because SunTrust is said to be the last link to Atlanta's past as a national banking power. They lost a lot of that power in the 80s and 90s and 2000s to Charlotte, when Nations Bank and First Union and Wachovia gobbled up a bunch of Atlanta banks. So what has been, Caroline, the reaction in Atlanta to this?
Well, I think from what I've heard anyways, of course, Charlotte is just completely celebrating that this new headquarters almost fell into our laps, but I think it is definitely noticeable in Atlanta, and it does say a lot about how their past as a banking city is no longer. But, you know, at the same time, I think that's okay, because Atlanta does have a lot going for it still. I mean, it is, as far as technology, it's growing like crazy, healthcare as well. And so I think it's definitely felt, but it's not going to diminish the value that Atlanta brings the Southeast or the greater U.S.
And the two CEOs have said that they expect to be adding employees both in Atlanta and Winston-Salem. There'll probably be more employees in those cities than there are here in the headquarters city.
So what about Winston-Salem? I know they've reacted with disappointment, but what does it mean to them?
And again, I think I would say, from what I've heard, I get the idea that this will affect Winston-Salem more than Atlanta, but David's exactly right. With this merger, they are going to continue to add more employees, and I think there's supposed to be more employees in Winston-Salem post-merger than there is now. So I think both institutions really want to maintain the growth that they've seen in the past in both Atlanta and Winston-Salem, and they're going to hire people to make sure the community understands that.
I know now, there's an overlap in the footprint of these two branches.
Yes.
BB&T and SunTrust have 740 branches within 2 miles of each other, so a lot of those branches will be going away. And also, when you concentrate on greater digital technology, that usually means, in most industries, that people go away, replaced by computers. What have the banks said about all of that?
The banks have not put any targets. They've not put any announcements of targets or amount number of people that are going to be laid off. But like with those branch closures, we can expect, you know, maybe as many as half of those to go away. With the rest of the bank, there will be some shrinking in some areas and adding in other areas. So it's really hard to say at this point what it's going to be. But safe to say, based on past bank mergers, there'll be thousands of layoffs.
So what will the footprint be of this new bank? Where will the branches be? What states? Primarily southern states?
17 states. They'll go from Florida and Texas all the way up to Indiana and Ohio and over to Washington, D.C. and back to the Carolinas here.
So these are two regional banks that will become a super regional bank, essentially. Do they have national aspirations with this merger? Do we know? Caroline?
I think it's too soon to tell right now, but I would certainly not rule that out. I mean, I think with a bank of this size, I believe they'll have $442 billion in combined assets. So I think it very well could go the way of, you know, your Bank of America, your Wells Fargo, your coast-to-coast kind of bank. But I think for now, and definitely in the near future, they will focus on the Southeast and solidifying their new footprint under a new brand.
I agree with Caroline. I think for now, they've got to put these two banks together. They've got to make the integration work. But at $442 billion in assets, they're still only a quarter the size of the big banks like Citigroup and Chase and Bank of America. So there is still some room to grow there. And they're maybe down the road, 5-10 years, there might be another big coast-to-coast merger here.
And yet there are people in Washington who are skeptical of big banks in general and of mergers in particular. And you already mentioned, Caroline, Congresswoman Maxine Waters, who is the chairwoman of the House Committee on Financial Services and a critic of banks. She has said the proposed merger raises many questions and deserves serious scrutiny from banking regulators. Can we expect Congress to get involved before this merger is completed? Is there any likelihood that they may stop it?
I don't think that Congress will go so far as to stop it. I think Maxine Waters has a point that when you are growing at this kind of clip and you have the potential for exponential growth over the next 5 to 10 years, yes, that does catch the attention of regulators and legislators, but as far as stopping it, no, I don't think that will happen.
Caroline Hudson is a staff writer for the Charlotte Business Journal. David Borax is with us from WFAE News. We'll keep our eyes on what the future holds for this unnamed bank, soon to be headquartered in Charlotte. Thank you both for joining us. I appreciate it. Charlotte Talks is sponsored by Mazda of South Charlotte, dedicated to helping customers select vehicles that fit one's lifestyle. More at MazdaofSouthCharlotte.com.